Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Oh, my God. Thank God it's Friday.
I'm with you.
I've had enough of this week. Next week, total reset.
I'm ready.
Happy Valley, USA.
I am ready.
Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. 2020 sucks so far. Jesus. What's going on? So you got your little surf in yesterday? Did you get that in?
I looked. I didn't go. I'm looking back now and I'm realizing our season's coming to a close.
Mm. Well, and I really... it's going to rain again at some point, isn't it?
What is rain? What do you mean?
I don't know. Like winter will reestablish.
Oh, I don't know. I know that last year this time... The surf season was long over already.
Oh.
And it was because those storms were so big, it was
right.
Just messy and ugh.
What was it called? The river? The polar river?
Atmospheric river.
Whatever it was.
And the polar vortex. We learned all kinds of new words last year.
So I should have gone because there was enough there that I could have gone and had some fun. But I was all very, I've been in the car. I'll just go home. And then I got home. What am I doing?
Why would I want to be here?
Well, I mean, I have a half a kitchen still in today. I think they're going to go big.
What's happening today?
I think it's backsplash day.
Nice.
I don't think they can get it all done in a day, but they're
going to be. It takes some time.
They have to make everything straight.
Make it perfect, and then they got to grout it.
Right. So that's happening today as the kitchen nears completion. Bless you.
Oh, thank you. Jesus. Three, though. I get to make a wish. That's nice.
Oh, good.
I wish for this week to be
over
and
no
dead
doubt.
And for next week to be awesome. And just like, let's get back to normal. Oh, my God. Oh, Valentine's Day is next
week.
I'm
with you.
We're going to see Greg Proops on Valentine's Day. He's doing a... Me, my husband, and a couple that we're friends with.
Oh.
We're going to go... He's doing a Whose Line Is It Anyway? Live. I'm super stoked.
Is he coming to town, or is
he
coming on the show?
I don't know. Can we reach out to his people? I didn't even think of that. John just reminded me that we're doing it.
Oh.
I don't know if he's...
This is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, that's the first time hearing of it.
Yeah, he's doing a thing at the Marin Civic Center, so it's not like it's a comedy club thing where they would have reached out.
Huh.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I know. I'm really excited.
I cheer for that guy.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he's not...
I don't understand half of what he says, but I'm sure it's really smart.
He's not exactly... He's always very, like... He's kind.
Because he gets that not everyone can keep up with him.
But right, he's very
kind,
like,
but disdainful at the same time.
It's okay, Vinny. Okay.
Yeah. Don't worry, Vinny.
That's not condescending at all, but you know.
I'm not trying to condescend. Yeah, he is he's brilliant. And and I love improv. I've never seen Whose Line Is It Anyway? I've never seen, they do that Who's Live Anyway, I think they call it.
I think that's it, yeah.
Yeah. So they tore that, and I've never seen... I've gone to Bats Improv a bunch of times. That's really fun.
That's where Corey works.
Yeah, it's just at this little theater.
Well, I'm going to start throwing stuff at him while he's doing the movie reviews.
You should do it.
He did Arnold, like, without stopping a beat.
No problem, yeah.
Boom.
The number one rule in improv, never say no.
Just go.
You don't want to shut somebody's thing
down. So next week...
Roll with it.
Corey will do his movie review while impersonating Sarah.
Oh, fantastic. I wonder what an impersonation of me would sound like.
I don't know. That's why I'm very curious.
They would say literally a lot, probably.
Are you still doing that a lot?
I'm trying to slow it down.
Okay.
I'm trying to be cognizant of it.
Yeah.
I literally say it less than I used to. Also, fewer and less I'm trying to work on. You know.
Okay, no one notices that.
Well, my mother does,
believe me.
Listen, I get the grammar.
What's the rule again?
Fewer is something you can count. Fewer dollars, less money.
Fewer
money
dollars,
is
less
like
money.
Fewer people, less crowded. So I'm trying to keep it trying to keep it straight.
I don't think anyone's noticed that but your mom.
Right. But still, the less things she has to contact me, the fewer things she has to contact me about.
Well, listen.
Oh my God, I just did it.
I'm sure there she is on her lanai.
Yes, that is where she is, by the way, when she's listening
with
to the show.
With her grit between her teeth.
Yep,
and,
that's all real.
Bud Light. Is she a Bud Light lady?
No, she's a vodka lady.
Vodka with
or
her
gin,
vodka,
actually.
With
she'll
her gin.
Sure.
And she thinks to herself, sure, she's got a successful radio show in the Bay Area, but I can correct her multiple times per break.
Yep. It's true. As soon as I get off the air, every break, I look at my phone, and there's three or four comments from my mother. That's not true. She's slowed it way down. I told her a few years ago when she was yelling at me about something. I'm like, please stop listening to the show. Please stop. You've got to stop. Ma.
And what'd she say? I can't?
She said, I can't.
I can't quit you.
I can't quit you, babe.
I made you.
Yeah. Proud of me.
You're mine.
It's nice. Nice to have someone be
so
proud of
you. So then she said, okay, I'll lay off.
No.
Oh.
If she writes anything that's political, I just ignore it. And she's constantly, you know, she sends these forwarded jokes. Does your mom do this too? Like, they get these forwards from people.
Mm-mm.
And you can see there's like four forwards. I'm just like, delete, delete, delete. Like, don't please take me off that list, mom. I will never look at those.
My mom doesn't do that.
Yeah. Well, your mom must have something else going on because this seems to be what the people are doing. The old people sitting on their computer going, oh, what's this joke about? Oh, another Obama bashing joke. Fantastic. Let me forward that.
Some of that is the time change, right? Because she's up and motoring into her day by now.
It's almost 9 o'clock.
Right. Now. So she's rolling while we're just getting started.
Sure.
I think that's part of it.
Well, it's, you know, isn't our show perfectly timed for her? I mean, she can sleep until 8 mm-hmm. o'clock, get up, have a fantastic breakfast, settle herself down in her house coat with her grit and a lanai and a glass of gin at 8 in the morning. And
Watching
the skiffs go by out on the canal.
Gentry jump for his boat.
Right. Don't miss, Dad. Do not miss. Jesus, I'm worried about that guy. Just hit 80, you know?
Good for him.
It's great. It's great, but, you know, the thing about old people is they don't realize.
They have watery eyes?
Well, some of them do.
That?
Yeah, some do.
Oh, right.
Sure.
No, I do. I know they do.
It makes
your eyes water. You're like, hey.
I know. He doesn't have watery eyes.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
Oh,
Dad,
good.
He's good. I worry, though, because he definitely, like in the olden days, there was nothing my dad could, like, when I remember being a kid being like, why isn't my dad president? He's amazing.
Oh, right.
You know, how you love your parents, you worship your parents a little bit. I did anyway. And now I'm like.
Yeah, me, I feared my dad, but go on.
Right, okay. I feel like he's, you know, both of them, everyone over 75 years old is one fall away from the decline,
right.
You know, like, please don't fall, Dad. Like, I watch him jump onto this boat and I'm like, oh my God. But he's.
Dude, my mom fell at my wedding.
Oh, I know. God, that was horrible.
My mom.
You haven't talked about this, you know.
Oh, I haven't.
No.
Oh, I take it back. She was fine.
No. You should tell this story.
And
now
broke
that
her ribs on our wedding.
Yeah.
I drove her, so it was, she was leaving, she was going to take the baby home. Oh, she was taking Isla home, and the,
yeah,
I don't
she
know.
Was, I think she was taking
both of
oh,
them.
Oh no, I think it was just the baby, because Isla hung at the wedding. Well, Isla might have had to hang at the wedding because Grandma fell in love.
I don't remember
ribs.
All, I know that I ended up having to
disappear for a while.
Yeah,
I was
you
gone.
You were gone for an hour.
I missed
was like, oh.
All the dancing.
Yeah,
I heard later, like, oh my God, it was so fun, and you know, oh man, your friend.
Did you take her to the hospital or did you
no,
take her home?
No, we didn't know she'd broken her rib. She had these shoes, she'd unbuckled them, she was walking around, you know, she's like, I don't normally wear
sure
those kinds of
fancy
shoes. And she just missed a step and went down, and it was like one of those
right
slow motion
you,
falls right in front of me. Oh, you know what? It was the baby because I was holding the baby. So, yeah. And she fell and didn't realize what she'd done to herself. And she says, I don't know
I'm
if
sure
I believe
she was
her
so
or not.
Embarrassed.
She was for sure. There was that. She says she wasn't hurt. She didn't feel any pain until the next day on her drive home, she started to feel pain in her ribs.
Mm.
And she went and saw someone and they said, you broke your ribs.
Oh boy. Poor mommy. It takes forever to heal when you're that age.
6 weeks. She said she didn't really realize she needed to go to the doctor until she tried to get up off the couch at home. And I guess she said, my couch is just a little low, so I got to kind of
shove up.
And as she, you know, tried to get up, she went, oh, my God, I can't get up.
Oh,
I'm stuck on the couch.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
So she.
Poor thing.
She got to the doctor, and she also replaced the couch.
Oh.
So that she's got a better starting place.
You know, they have those, they have a lot of good stuff for old people. Have you seen those, those stand-up
like,
chairs?
You're telling me you needed a taller couch. She's like,
She needed a taller couch.
I needed something I can just get up from. And I was like, all right.
Vinny, this Christmas, for your mom, can you please look up the stand-up chair? It's for old people. So you sit in the chair, and then when you need to stand up, you push the button, and it stands you up. It kind of dumps you out of it.
Hold on.
I don't know if it's called a stand-up. It looks like a lazy boy, you know, but it'll stand you right up.
I'm not sure if this is the one.
Don't be embarrassed to have a stand-up chair, people. Or one of those.
Just from a regular chair to
That's
a different one?
That's not it. It's for old people.
Is it like a couch?
Geriatric couch stand-up chair.
That's one of those. That thing that Bryn just pulled up is one of those kooky new age desk standing seats
that
no one wants.
It's just sit down if you're going to do that. Like these standing desks, this guy is basically leaning and there's some kind of crotch support and his legs are straight. Sort of standing, but more like leaning.
Anyway, that night I was definitely distracted because I get my mom home and I'm like, oh God, I'm so sorry. You know, she'd been with us a month up to that point, helping us get ready for the wedding.
And did she? Yeah, that's it. And then see how it tips them right out, tips your people right out, lifts them up, tips them out. It's good, solid.
Right.
You know, mom might need that.
Well, she did replace the couch. I know that.
Well, someday. You know,
so Jan probably has a new couch. New old couch, or whatever she got rid of, I'm sure is over in his house now, and
it's
an upgrade from whatever he had.
Couches people are particular about those. You know, if you can't get up out of your couch, I mean, you know,
right?
You need a new couch.
We got rid of a couch because the missus said it was too deep.
Mm. Yeah, our couch is a little bit too deep. It's just there's no like when your knees are folded neatly over the front, you're a little bit too far away from the back. And then so when you're all the way at the back, your legs would stick straight out
so like now, she was a kid.
So what we had to do is we got this big ottoman. So now basically the thing's a bed.
Oh, you've pushed that into
I pushed that in. I put a pillow over the gap and I just put my feet up and I'm like.
Oh, for crying out
loud. I'm like this when I sit and watch TV. Pretty
you
good
can
luck.
Watch this show at RadioAlice.com.
Yep. You can. You can see me all reclined in my... It's true. Like, couches are... I get it. Like, people almost want their couches to be like a bed sometimes. Like, I guess if you have a place where you're just watching TV and you just want to curl on the thing, you want that kind of room, but it's just too much.
You know,
your guests come over and you see them going like...
I don't...
Trying to get... Can I have some pillows? Let me get some... Legs sticking out like they're little people.
Yeah, you and my missus, you really do.
Well, she's shorter than me even, and I'm telling you, some of these couches, it's like a Pottery Barn couch that, it's just like, I don't know, 6 inches too deep, maybe?
I think the one that we're talking about at my house was Crate and Barrel, but either way, it was a nice couch, and it's
no longer with us.
You know what? We went with a Macy's thing, and it came out great.
Yeah.
She ordered it, so it took 6 weeks, and it was inexpensive. Mm. And now apparently it's got everything it's not too deep and it's not a nook. She calls it a wedge because there's a corner.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
With a.
Yes. Two sides coming away where you can. Right. That's her nook.
That's her spot. And I'm just like, okay, man.
Yeah.
I'll be over. Whatever.
Sure. That's sweet.
Well.
She needs her cozy time.
Sure.
She likes to be cozy. The right amount of pillows, the right blankets. You got to make sure you pee pretty cozy. It is such a pain in the ass when you're all cozied in and you're like, oh, I got to extract myself from this nest I've made to go pee. God.
Oh, my God. Couch potato problems, everyone.
Oh, listen, we got them.
I know you don't drive the same way I do. And yesterday...
Embarcadero?
On my way in... I saw this movie set. You know, there's a lot of movies being filmed in the Bay Area at any given time. Less than there used to be, but still, they took over the parking lot around the corner that I pass all the time on Embarcadero. And they were there, all that stuff, all the private makeup.
Oh,
what do they call those? Trailers. They're all over the place, and there's a bunch of trucks. And so I don't know what's filming.
It could be that Keanu Reeves thing. They're supposed to do a bunch of stuff for Matrix 4. They're calling it the Ice Cream Project or some Project Ice Cream Project.
Whatever
Scoop.
It is, it's happening. Yeah. It's on.
It's there were a bunch of, you know, I don't have that. Maybe you can see if you can find that article we were looking at just a couple weeks ago. All the dates and places. We'll see if there was anything on Embarcadero.
Yeah, be... Project Ice Cream.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, it says February 5th to March 1st, and they're hiring. I'm not sure if they're still hiring, but...
Oh, boy.
Well, they must have taken over that parking lot and just paid for it in full.
Right.
What do you make a day? We'll take it.
Yeah. We're going to park all our crap here.
I love it.
Yeah, it's cool. It's neat. I love seeing San Francisco in any... Or even, you know, anywhere in the Bay Area, because I actually really loved seeing Monterey in Big Little Lies. Mm-hmm. I love that. I think that's really cool. And I don't think you were here at the time, but they shot some of the Hulk, that first Hulk movie. I don't think I was. With Mark Ruffalo.
We used right to run the streets around here all the time.
Oh, you would have been all over this set. It was at like Vallejo and Sansom. It was right there. They shot the whole thing. They had everything all closed down. And then, you know. You watch the Hulk and you're like, okay, that could be the scene that they shot. I think. Maybe.
Right. No, that's fun. I remember we used to do that all the time before rules got in the way of us getting to have
fun. Yeah, nobody.
I remember one of the movies, and I think somewhere we have audio of me getting thrown off this set, but I'd already tried to go in one direction and been removed, and then came in around the back way, and this dude removed me physically. Like,
You are not welcome here. But then you had like a one time, didn't you get all the way to like costuming? Put an outfit
absolutely.
On you?
Absolutely. That was a different thing. But and this one in particular, though, I ended up, because I was being roughed up a little bit, I ended up cussing and you guys were like, back here.
That was
here.
Before. Was that at the other building before?
No, this was, we had dumped. We dumped
we
it.
We did. Okay.
We dumped it. But the recording has me. Mother bleeping.
Where is that stuff at?
I gave it to you, actually.
Oh. On those
discs.
And Thrills?
No. I gave you some discs that have some promos from our old days. Mm. I don't know where they ended up, but...
Oh, they're still over there then. I listened to that one disc. I thought it was... Okay. I'll go through them.
You know that we didn't have Dump until... Was it Dennis Leary?
Might have been.
Yeah. Dennis...
Do you remember Dennis Leary stayed on our show?
Yeah.
Through a few segments, hung out.
We loved him. He loved us. Yeah. We couldn't get enough of each other. He did. He hung out for, I want to say, the rest of the show. I think he came on at like 7:30 and he just hung the rest of the show.
That was one of the greater experiences. I know not everybody, he's not everybody's cup of tea, but he absolutely was, I liked him.
But the whole, I think his publicist even said, like, look, he is unable to not swear, unable to control his language. And so they were like warning, and I think that was when engineering put in a delay. Hmm. I think it was only a 5-second delay when we first got it.
Probably.
They put a quick one in there. That's when the whole thing started. We just had to be careful before that. Can you imagine?
I can't, no.
Yeah. I mean, I almost swear every day. And some days I do swear. Luckily, you're right there to dump it. I don't know. I get casual in here, you know?
Yeah. Well. Sometimes you swear or something happens and you're like,
sure.
Ah! And I'm like, you know,
like, what do I do? Oh, no. What happens now?
There's a button right there to your left, sir.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's pretty common in our language, but...
Yeah, it is.
Well, I do also understand more now than ever that in any given car, there's a 2, 5...
Sure.
Seven-year-old.
The children. Protect the children.
I love the note we got where the lady said, thanks, my kid is asking what severely late means. And I'm like, oh, that's perfect. Yeah.
It is perfect.
He doesn't even know the word I actually said.
Late. It just means you're really, really late for something.
Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Severely late.
You want to get severely late on Valentine's Day. Yeah. That's
right. Yep. Thank you. Make a note of it, ladies.
Right. I said late. So, anywho, it's Friday. It's the end of this has been a week to forget.
Agreed.
One of those weeks I never want to turn my eyes back to.
The worst part, I think, well, there's a lot of bad parts, but one of the parts where people we like, who like our show, and we're trying to straighten them out as best we can without
spilling
beans we can't spill
and
feeling like, Jesus.
It hurts when someone that you like and you think that you're friends with decides, without knowing the whole story,
to think the worst.
To think the worst, and right. It's been a bad week.
And the worst part.
Oh, there's something worse.
Then that. Well, on that same note, is that if you were able to unload, you would only feel even worse because you'd go, "Wow, I just got mad enough
to trash
to break
someone
the
else,
boundary
right.
that
no,
I'd set."
Right, exactly. You know, it's funny because I was thinking about it all week,
all the time,
all the time. And I thought, you know, there's
right
no
here.
There's no winning, because what I'd like to do is tell you the whole story.
Right.
And what I can't do is tell you, because honestly, I think that makes me as bad as the situation.
Right.
I just think that you know, we're taking the high road, and the high road sucks. Because you just want to explain to each and every person that reaches out, here's what happened.
Oh, you have no, that's like in
oh,
my head.
You
it goes
have
through
no
my head.
Idea.
Oh,
you have no idea.
How dare you.
I know.
And then you go, okay, gotta.
Yep. No, there's no winning. No winning on that.
And
some people nothing sticks to. Oh, really?
Then,
it's not that person's fault? Okay.
You've spilled all of it. You feel horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to get dragged into the corner office and they're going to go, what the hell is wrong with you?
Right. What are you thinking?
Aren't you a grown up?
I'm not a grown up. I'm just a sad, sad
so,
girl.
Yeah, we'll just start the new week.
Here we go. Let's start the new week today, shall we? Let's have a good, solid Friday show. KLLC, KLLC, HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This is going to be a good one, I can tell. I mean, after today. It's going to be fabulous. See you right after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.